America wase Washington. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela udaba lokuvulwa kwezikolo zivuliwe lamhlanje abane ngabazali esikhulume labo bakhala ngokuthi ama fees imali zesikolo bakithi gazitholakali kalula. Sibonile abantu abasebenza izisebenzi ezedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili more than 20,000 belahlekelwa imisebenzi kunyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo. Kulandela ke isinqumo somthethwandaba we-Supreme Court esenza kwabalula kubaqhatshi ukuthi baxotshe izisebenzi mahlayana. Ngalokho abantu abaningi balahlekelwe imisebenzi kakhulu ngakho bathi kabakwanisi bathole nzima ngokuthola ke imali yama-fees ukuthenga ama-uniform ukuthenga ama-grocery abantwana okuya okuhamba lawo esikolo. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Lisitshayeleke ucingo sizwe ukuthi linalene lisile yini ukuwathola lawo ma-fees. Hongo vatereri tukusangana muchirongwa che The Connection. Nasi nemsu echipiri nyaya iri mugango nasi triku tarisa kuvura kwe zukoro tuzwa kuti zukoro zwa vura nasi asiba bere kivakawanda variku chemane kuti ma school fees arikuneza kuwana nyaya kuti tunozwa kuti vashandi vakawanda wanadarika 20,000 vakarasigirwa ni mabasa mumwezi miviri ya pfura na izvozvo vanhu vakawanda vari kuti nyaya dzema school fees kutengera vana mbatya dzechikoro mauniform mabhuku zviri kuvaremera zvikuru.
Thank you then, Tunga. And we can introduce our in-studio guest, that is Tato Mochone, who is, of course, an attachment with us, a Mandela Washington fellow. And we've been making sure that whenever we can pick her brain, Tunga, we are doing so. Tato, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Now, of course, your background, as we know, you are a Mandela Washington Fellow. You also are in the media sector, but we found out that you are a trained teacher.
Yeah.
So we thought to ourselves, why not have that wealth from your perspective and find out, you know, how they are doing things back home in Lesotho. Let us know how things work in regards to the education sector. How are things faring?
Okay, what is happening in Lesotho is that we have free primary education system, so the public schools primary level, you don't pay anything, and it also comes with a feeding scheme, so the kids are being fed at the same time, and there's also provision of stationery, so it is not a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of parents are still taking their children to private schools.
Mm-hmm. And how much do private schools cost? What is that looking like?
That would be somewhere between $5,000 to 10,000, depending on the school that that particular parent chose.
Mm-hmm.
A term?
Annually.
Annually, okay, per year. Which is still very, very,
it is still very,
much,
it's just, yeah, exactly, because that is not, for some people, that is not even like their annual salary,
mm-hmm.
so it is still a lot. And the ones that do that, it's still a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of people that I know, I take my kids to a private school in South Africa, it's still a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
But as a parent, you want what's best for the kids. And I realized that with the introduction of the free primary education, there was a very steep decline in the quality of education as compared to in my time. We did pay fees. It was something that parents could afford to pay. It was very minimal, but the quality of education was very good. But now it has gone down drastically.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What's the problem?
I think...
Is it the quality of teachers? Is it, you know, the government?
It is still the same teachers, but I don't know. I think maybe it comes with motivation. Yeah, like, With when you pay fees,
mm-hmm.
where you're putting money at, you can complain. You are in a good, you have grounds to complain and say, this is not what I'm paying for. I think you're not giving my child enough education. But when it is free, and I realize that with many things, when things are free, we just accept what we get. You don't complain because you feel like I'm actually being done a favor. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's how parents feel like, this is enough, this is it. And when you take a look at a child who is in class 5, in a public school,
mm-hmm.
you compare that particular child to a child in class 2 in a private school. The difference is, you'd really think the one in a private school was actually older. They are so advanced. They are eloquent. They are frequent, and you know, and the self confidence and everything. But the ones in public schools, it's such a challenge, I should say.
Thank you
there, Ms. Machone. This is the connection once again. Those who have just tuned in. And we are reachable at the following numbers, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Give us a call and tell us how you are faring. We have our first guest tonight, Miss T. Who is it?
Tinawa Maxwell Rafemoyo, who is the National Coordinator of the Education Coalition of Zimbabwe. Thank you so very much for joining us on The Connection this evening.
Thank you. Good evening, listeners.
We also have Simbarashe Moyo, Students Solidarity Trust Chairperson. Mr. Moyo, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, and let me greet all the listeners to the program.
Okay, Mr. Rafemoyo first. Parents that we spoke to are complaining about school fees, and, you know, we know things are not all well in terms of the economy. People are losing jobs. What's your take on this?
Thank you very much. I think the perspective of losing, before we even talk of the perspective of losing jobs, we should look at the provision of education to the citizen by the state. If we were to trace back to what the country or the state has ratified to, according to the Dakar framework of 2000, the country agreed to the EFA goals, which provided for free basic education. And also the MDG number 2, which was talking of universal primary education. So we are talking of a country that is ratified to providing education to the citizens, free basic compulsory education. So without even going to the job losses, it is the mandate of the state to provide free education to its citizens. Not providing this education will have ripple effects, will create crimes and other sorts of social vices you can talk of, because the state has failed to provide what is it is supposed to provide. Now, coming to the situation, like we've always said, the cost of education is not just in the fees and levies. There are other hidden costs that include uniforms, that include food, and the general upkeep of the child as they go to school. So when people look at provision of fees, they are looking at a small figure and they are saying, yes, everyone can afford $10. But bringing a child to school, there are many more other things that are involved. The hidden costs of education are coming in effect. So with the economic challenges like this, it becomes even worse, because what parents are now worried of are the livelihoods, to make sure that there is food on the table before the child goes to school. Because even if they go to school and on an empty stomach, then nothing will happen to that child. Many children are dropping out of school because they go to school on an empty stomach. So the alternative would be to make sure that they help their parents to find food. So I think we are going to have so many challenges. It's also being given the fact that BIME has just dwindled. And those people who have lost their jobs were supposed to be getting something from BIME, which has just shrunk to very minimum standards.
Thank you there, Warafe Moyo. I will come to you, Mr. Simbarashe Moyo. Chimbotara and Yukutim Jugufamba say, Tarisa issues here, education in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. I think I agree with what my colleague has just said, but I will come from the perspective of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. That through Article 26 talks about or mandates member states to provide basic education. And I think as a nation we've gone in a positive direction in enshrining or domesticating that international convention. We've done that through Section 75 of our Constitution, where we talk about the right to education, where we talk about the right to free basic education. So that then, in my view, is actually being fought by the situation that we are witnessing on the ground, the situation where our parents are losing jobs at a rate that is shocking the very conscience of many kinds, that is shocking even the parents themselves. So, given that situation, we are now having that scenario where free basic education cannot be realized because the government is in sixes and fours in terms of trying to make sure that it provides for free basic education. So we are having a very difficult situation on the ground where parents end up, you know, failing to raise the necessary, you know, fees, the necessary, you know, levies to make sure that the our children can or are able to access basic free education. So this to me is sort of a recipe for a big disaster, because when you don't invest in education as a nation, surely what would you then invest in? Because when you invest in education, you are propelling the nation to greater heights. But as a nation, we seem to be fumbling for answers in that direction.
Okay, thank you, Mnumzana Moyo. Bayakhuluma lapha aba Mnumzana uRafi Moyo, lo Moyo Maxwell Simbarashi. Njengabaningi bakhala ngokuthi ama fees imali edingakala esikolo kayitholakali kalula, kodwa ke kulilungelo lakhe wonke umntwana ukubana athole imfundo yikho ukuthi elakusasa lakhe libe ngelicacileyo. Ndambotaura Elia Tatenda ne mutereri vanonziwo va Hillary Mateu angachitaura kuti ane mwana anodzidza ku private school ku Harare. Saka angachichema ne fees ari kuti per term he has to pay $700. Saka ari kuti iye zvino izvo akufunga nezvekutengesa motokari yake nenyaya yekuti mafees acho anetsa. Let's play that tape from Hillary Mateo.
Kutaura chokwadi mwana wamai kuno kuZimbabwe mari iri kunetsa izvezvi, handisati ndatombobhadhara mari yefees $700 panodzidza iprivate school Mother Touch muno muHarare. Mari iri kutonetsa zvototi nekuda kwenhamo yemari iyo ndava kutofunga kutotengesa kamotikari kangu kamwe kananga ndinako kuti ndingozowanawo imwe yacho 700 iyo ndinobhadhara. Kazhinji ndiri munhu anga achibhadhara mari yese pagore, yese kamwe chete pagore, asi kuzvinhu hasi kutoita sekutonetsa ndotowana mari iyoyo yacho iyoyo. Apa ndinotowana vamwe vana vehanzvadzi yangu yekwababa mukuru wangu vandinodzidzisa, handitorina mari ndivabhadhare, zvakatooma.
Ko $700 pa temo primary school iboarding herei?
I day school, I private school, chikoro chakazvimirira chega. Unoziva nzvimbo dzechikoro dzinonetsazve kuwana ka, saka ukatowana private school wotongoshingirira kuti mwana adzidze. Zvinhu zvava kunetsa nekuda kwehuori kuti nzvimbo dziwanikwe mapublic schools zvakare kunoku.
Saka muchazvifambisa sei apa vaMateo?
Ndiri kutoedza nepandinogona napo kutoti kana zvikatofamba ndikakwanisa kuwana munhu wokuchinjana naye motikari, wokuchinjana naye motikari, wotopawo mari mbichana kuti ndikwanise kunobhadhara fees dzomwana, zvinenge zvichitova nani nemari dzivana vehama dzangu vandinoendesa kuchikoro zvinogona kutondifambirawo zviri nani. Asi vanhu futizve havatorina mari dzacho idzodzo.
Saka pamusoro pe-$700 munenge muchidawo yekutenga mabhuku nemayunifomu kana kuti iri ipapo yese?
$700 yakangomira iri yega, mayunifomu ndiyatova imwe nyaya futizve, ndotofanira kutenga mamwe mayunifomu.
avo diva Hillary Mateo da kurukura navo earlier on.
Of course, he was saying there that he's paying $700 per term for his child for a day schooling. What Tato was speaking about earlier, the choice between public or private, but in Zimbabwe, of course, you are paying nonetheless.
That's crazy. I think, you know, we're over commercializing education, and that's not a good thing.
It's a challenge, yeah.
Yeah. Silo omunye esilaye kuhlelo lamhlanje ngo Nonsikelelo Ndlovu. Nonsi, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Yeah, of course, uNonsi ube kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Lonyaka basukile nje lapha kunyanga. Esanda kwedlula. Sikhuluma ngodaba lwama school fees lapha Mandlovu. Lawo lomntwana oyesikolo grade 6 zimi njani indaba zama fees lapha?
Ngizwa ukuthi ngamandla lebaba lapha othi yena ufunda school yaro bathana $700 $10
Okay, I was saying there that she has a bad line, so we'll drop her line and call her right back.
And while we wait for that, Ntunga, maybe we should take a moment to read some of the comments that our listeners sent to us over WhatsApp and, of course, over Facebook to hear what their thoughts are. Those are the ones who give us the up-to-date, on-the-ground information. We have Koma Wilson, who says, most people came to school, but quite a number did not attend. Most teachers are not happy with threats that they are subjected to, which have been named by PSC Witch Hunt. Those who are still to get their salaries are struggling to make their to make their ends meet. And in some cases, the audit team is only seeing those they didn't see when they conducted the previous audit. Another says, in Shurugwi, the schools opened well with teachers ready for their duties. No child is reported to have been sent home for not paying school fees. That is from Brilliant Joe in Shurugwi. And we have Robson Anoti. I'm teaching at Mazamba High School in Mashingo. The turnout of pupils was very low. You have some other ones?
Yes, we have... Ameno anakunyura zitarake asare kuti ndiri teacher wekugokwe nasi kwango uya vana vechikoro vashoma shoma. Pane vashoma vacho vauya vanga vasina mabhuku. Vachitoti kumba hakuna mari yekutengerwa mabhuku. Varairidzi vanga vasina kugadzikana nechingotya vechingotya kudzingwa basa sezo vepublic service vachingoti vhundutsira misi nemisi.
Atato, will come back to you. You know, you're hearing what people are talking about, the education structure in Zimbabwe. You spoke about the education structure back home. What are some of the challenges that you spoke about parents, but what are the kids faring when it comes to these educational challenges? Where do they falter, or where does it come in that the kids are affected directly?
It affects them psychologically and academically. Because you can imagine if you send your kid to school, you afford to pay the fee, but you can't afford the shoes. The embarrassment, what that has, the effect it has on their self-esteem, on their productivity. At the end of the day, they spend the entire day focusing on how I'm looking like. And, you know, kids can be cruel. They are not aware that they are being cruel. But then they will ridicule other children. And to an extent that the child ends up not focusing. So the first caller said, even if they can send them to school, the other challenge is books, fees. So it boils down to the same thing. Even if you the education is free, people are poor. And the challenges that come with that is some have to walk a long distance. When you get to school, you are tired. And then they haven't had food and they can only eat at lunchtime at school. So the level of productivity is very low. And I think affordability affects the general productivity of a child at the end of the day. Then there's the other issue of the girl child. Sanitary towels. Mm-hmm. So many of them miss like 5 days of school when they're menstruating because they can't afford that. Mm-hmm. And then they have to resort to unhygienic means of you know, taking care of themselves. Mm-hmm. So poverty affects not being able, and this economic crisis that we're facing right now, it is going to affect the general productivity at the end of the day and the general well-being of the child, because I think the minute their self-esteem is affected at this age, it just goes on. Mm-hmm.
Okay, siyabonga Thato. Unonsikelelo Ndlovu sesila njalo ecingweni. Nje ukutsho kwami ngaphambilini unonsikelelo obekuhlelo le Mandela Washington Fellowship njalo ngumzali olomntwana ofunda uGrade 6. Nonsi siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga, sengizwakala.
Yeah, sizwakala ngcono. Ubusakhuluma ngendaba yamafizi, qhubeka.
Bengisakhuluma ngisathi mina kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba lezikolo ebezingani ziyazifisa zivuma ukuthi mhlawumbe abazali babhadale ingxenye yama-school fees bese beqedisa ngokuya kwe-term. Lazo zivuka okunye kule-term, abantwana bonke bahlalisiwe emahholu nxa umzali engabhadalanga waqeda imali kumbona esikweledu esisaseleyo from i-term edluleyo. Kuthiwa hhayi, abantwana bazahlala ehholu khonapho ababhadale baqeda yibo abazafunda. Ngibona ngathi lokhu akutshengiseli ukuthi izikolo ziyabona ukuthi umumo womkhono omunjani elizweni. Bengikhangelela ukuthi ngangabantu abazwisisayo ukuthi hhayi, umumo kawusekho normal, ngakho asingeke siqhubeke senze izinto ngendlela enormal, kodwa kube nokukhulumisana phakathi kwabazali lezikolo, kuzwisisane, kuvunyelwane ukuthi hhayi, siyavuma imali kayikho kodwa lesikolo kufuze sifanisine, so abazali bazabhadala imbijana mbijana. Kodwa kukhanya hayi, akulakuzwanana khonapho, izikolo lazo zifuna imali yazo igcwele. Lokhu mbona ngani ku-afektha kakhulu abantwana, ngoba khangela umzali uzagcine ibhadele yonke imali naleyo, kodwa umntwana akasozafunde wonke amalanga. Kunalawa amalanga azabetshona ekuleni khona eholu umzali azathola imali. Ngibona ngani lokho yinto okumele ikhange ngisiseke naleyo.
Wena umntanakho umbhadalela malini ngethemba?
$1,100 laye ngomunye ose-private school. Aso mali encane esibilile esikhuluma ngayo. Imagine nxa kuphana mina engisakorokoropa kulo umzali ophelelwe ngumsebenzi ohlele endlini kodwa umntwana kufuze afunde, ongaziyo ukuthi aqale ngapha abambe ngaphathiwe ngaphi. Hhayi, kunzima seleli.
Siyabonga Nonsi, qhubeka ubambile khonapho. Bhenge ndavundiswa ne-$700
yayiyaandavundiswa futhi number yatawrapa.
This is crazy. $1,500. Oh, this is crazy. Silo mlaleli ubaba uNcube eSouth Africa, siyakwamukela uhlelo Ncube.
Yebo baba.
Yes, khuluma ngendaba yamafizi baba, akusiphi umbono wakho?
Yebo, nami ngiyabona umbono wamafizi. Amafizi like ezikoleni asihlukumeza kakhulu, njengathi like abantu abase-South Africa siyasebenza ye khona lokhu, kodwa iy'muli zethu okumanje ziyalamba, nasemasimini angithi asitholanga lokudla, kodwa iy'mali zasesikoleni ziyakhuphuka njalo, zikhuphuka njalo, uyabona. So ma ngabe ucabanga ukubhadala esikoleni, uphinde uthenge lokudla, uhambisele abantwana imali yempuphu, yonke le nto le, uzothola ukuthi uzogcina ungasabhadalanga esikoleni, then abantwana bayaxoshwa. Ma bexoshwa abantwana abafundi, at the end uyagcina wena uyibhadaliwe leyo mali, kodwa kusala abantu bakho vele kufaka ukuthi abafundi. Uyabona ukuthi leyo nto le isibisele emuva vele.
Bangaka abantwana bakho abaye esikolo Ncube?
Abami bathathu.
Baku-secondary kumbe baku-primary?
Baka ku-primary.
Wena Lisile kwathola ukuyithola imali yamafisi?
Okay, kukasehlula okwamanje bengakayenelisi ukuthi ngiyithole, but ngiyazi ukuthi okusala bazoshwa vele. Ngeke baze bafunde. Mina ngombono wami bengicabanga ukuthi i-government kube iyangenela, ngoba kuyaziwa ukuthi elizweni kahle kahle akunamali. Inkinga manje ku-affecteka abantwana. ngodubo oliselizweni ukuthi ngabe igovernment layangenela mhlawumbe incedise ukuthi mhlawumbe abangangakhona ukuthi babhadalele abantwana bonke abanye bakwazi ukubafundisa mhlawumbe kuma non-organization ama-Orab nama-Wellvision kanjalo.
Okay, bekule nhlelo nje ebeziphathisa abantwana ikakhulu abaswelayo ezifana le-BIM kodwa udubo ngokuswelakala kwemali abanye bagcine besuswa kulolo hlelo bekhala nje abazali. Kodwa siyabonga Ncube ngokungena kuhlelo.
Siyabonga ba.
Yeah, that was caller Ncube from South Africa, also, you know, telling us he has three kids, primary school going, and he has not yet paid for their fees because he doesn't have the money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, times are very tough, as many people are saying. But of course, Ntunga, we are breaking to our the end of our first half, and we will be taking a break. But of course, as usual, encouraging all our radio listeners, thanking you for listening. But make sure, as usual, you head over to the internet, to our websites, where you can continue listening to our program. That is voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, and voashona.com. And to our guests, Ntunga.
Maxwell Simbarashe nonsikelelo lingayika chana siyaphenduka ngemva komzuzo wodwa abe radio lilale.